listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bage, host of The Entrepreneurs. Rob Moncrief is the founder of Motion Lab, the London-based company that believes it has created the perfect commuter bag. The Motion Lab Active Commute Rucksack was launched last year after a successful crowdfunding campaign. Rob designed the bag to put weight on the hips instead of on the shoulders, increasing movement for runners and cyclists while reducing strain and the risk of injury. Earlier this year, Rob ran the London Marathon carrying more than 5 kilograms in his backpack, including his work clothes, shoes, and a laptop to demonstrate the bag's effectiveness. Here's Rob now with the story of Motion Lab.
So it didn't really start as a big revolutionary idea. I ran home from work one day. The gym had a burst pipe, so I couldn't go to the gym. So I thought, oh, I'll tell you what, instead of changing and going home on the tube, I'll just run home. And I just had a pair of shoes and some clothes in the bag, and it was bouncing around on my shoulders, and it was so painful. I just thought, this is awful. And I started playing around with the straps, and I ended up grabbing the left shoulder strap with my right hand and vice versa and pulling them all the way across the chest. If you imagine that picture, I'm now running down the street with my elbows akimbo, looking like doing the chicken dance. But I thought, this is more comfortable. This is actually better, wrapping the straps around your chest. And I figured there's something here. With that thought, I figured, okay, I'll steal one of my brother's backpacks, rip it apart, sew it back together again in a different combination, test it out. And my initial idea was that this wraparound harness would do away with the hip belt, and that would be, you know, a really good idea. And it turned out it was completely wrong. But you only find that out by testing. So I tried a few different things, and all the way I felt, oh, there's something here, but I'm not quite sure what it is. That was when I started engaging with physical health professionals, so chiropractors and physios and osteopaths. And I started doing a lot of research about running, how the body carries weight. And I realized that you need to put the weight on your hips, but there's a huge amount of movement between your hips and your shoulders. And if the bag's not accommodating that movement, you're going to have a problem. It's going to constrain you. That's when I started thinking about how we could mirror the human body. We started thinking, well, what else do we need to do to this bag to try and make it match what the human body is doing? Because, let's be honest, hundreds of thousands of years of evolution have created this amazing structure that we have in our bodies, this incredible pelvis that's unbelievably strong, and then this very flexible spine. And the bag should be reflecting that. And that was basically the concept that we then applied to all of our design thinking from then onwards. But the first thing we had to do was figure out, well, let's just build some models and get out there and just test them and see what is making this really uncomfortable. Just a discovery process. I was there in my kitchen. My flatmates were giving me some odd looks most of the time when they came home, building little prototypes, trying them out and just seeing, okay, why is this uncomfortable? What's going on here? And you just discover things that I hadn't really looked at before. So if you bend down and touch your toes, for example, your spine will extend by about 8 centimetres, which is a huge amount. And I didn't actually believe that the first time I was measuring it. And it was only when I spoke to a chiropractor and he said, yeah, no, that's absolutely right. The way the vertebrae move, they do open up a lot. That was a discovery. When we found that out, we thought, well, that's why we're having problems with traditional backpacks, because they all have the hip belt sewn into the bag and they assume a fixed distance between your hips and your shoulders. And the reality is they're moving all the time. It was testing and testing and testing, and you find things and you try a theory and test it out. And it was just a long iterative process. And I would have loved to have brought in designers and, you know, other backpack experts sooner, but because we didn't really know what we were trying to design at the time, it was really difficult and it ended up being a long process. We figured we had this flexible spine concept and we had the wraparound harness and that was able to lift the weight off the shoulders. But in doing that, we then realized that the bag itself needs to be held quite firmly to make sure that it's still stable. So then we were looking at, well, how do we develop that frame? And it started off just with bits of plastic screwed together to hold the bag. It was literally as simple as that to prove the concept. A couple of years ago, probably about 3 years ago now, I got introduced, a friend of a friend, to some product designers, a company called Idea Reality. We were able to sit down and work through, look at what I already had, and then think, okay, well, how do we make this properly? The modern 3D printing technology that you have, modern materials, and that design process that they were able to do using their CAD technology, it just meant that we were able to map things out much better. And at that point, it started to look like something real, as opposed to just a hatchet job that I'd been doing in my kitchen, really. The bag itself, it has an aluminium external frame, a 22-litre bag attached to that. It has a hip belt connected to the bag by means of a flexible spine. It connects to your upper torso with a wraparound harness that comes across your chest. Now, there's quite a few different elements in there, and you put them all together, what you end up with is the flexible spine allows you to move in any direction and also extends with your back as you extend. The wraparound harness keeps it stable on your back. These are produced in Vietnam, so in terms of the materials, we've gone high spec throughout the whole thing. It's fully waterproof. You know, these are all factors that we knew were important to people. The aluminium frame provides all the stability. The plastics we're using, all our prototypes were 3D printed, but thanks to that Kickstarter campaign, that has now enabled us to go out and get injection molded plastics and be able to produce them in volume at a price that is cost effective. I made a slightly foolish commitment, I think, perhaps, to run the marathon with a laptop, a pair of shoes, change of clothes and all the bits and pieces that I take into the office. And it ended up being a 12-pound weight all in, just under 6 kilos. And it was my first ever marathon. And I've got to say, the week before, I was getting a bit nervous. But actually, on the day, it was fantastic. I mean, it was a great year this year. Temperature was good and the crowds were amazing, as they always are. I ended up doing it in 3 hours and 53 minutes and felt great at the end of it. So it was a test for me, but as much as that, it was a test for the bag. Yeah, to finish that, that's the biggest test we've done in the bag, and to have absolutely no physical issues afterwards at all, I was absolutely delighted. What we've effectively done is we've created a technology that could be applied to any backpack. So anything from this 22-litre commuter bag up to a 110-litre Bergen and everything in between. We'd like to produce a ski bag and a climbing bag and a hiking bag and all of those different elements that could go into the product range. Right now, we are looking at developing this bag. We want to get some more colours out there. The existing one is black. We want a grey version as well. A hiking bag, which would probably be about 38 litre volume. So just that little bit bigger, focused on walkers. And then we want to work on the big 70 litre expedition pack. So the kind of thing that you might want to climb mountains with if you were doing Everest Base Camp or something like that. You'd be able to take that. Now, that's obviously a very different setup. It means completely redesigning the frame because it's a much bigger, much heavier bag. No one's going to want to run in that. So, you know, it does simplify things to an extent, but it adds its own complications. And we're starting that next development process.
Rob Moncrief, founder of Motion Lab. My thanks to Rob for coming in to share his story. Thanks as well to Maylee Evans, who mixed and edited the show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening and goodbye.